Representatives of Maryland's Legislative Black Caucus and the NAACP announced today a set of proposals in response to a scathing Justice Department report on discriminatory practices by the Baltimore Police Department. WIPR's Rachel Bay reports they include hiring practices that bring in more African American and women city residents, protection for whistleblowers, and opportunities for civilian oversight of police actions.
The report described a systematic pattern of civil rights violations and discrimination by Baltimore police officers. State Delegate Jill Carter, who represents Northwest Baltimore, offered an apology to the city's African American residents.
If we're part of the political establishment that allowed these practices, we're guilty. If you've been the mayor of Baltimore or a member of the legislature while all of this was going on, you're guilty.
Carter and other state legislators laid out a list of those efforts, beginning with calls for administrative or criminal repercussions for the wrongs named in the Justice Department's report. The lawmakers said they plan to convene a work group to tackle the changes. A similar work group convened last year resulted in legislation addressing police training and discipline issues. However, many activists who pushed for those changes say the final reforms were significantly weakened. I'm Rachel Bay, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.